I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan celebrates hope for a better government, even as the country suffers under the worst Nile flooding in over a century. And deaf people in the U.S. are fighting for their civil rights. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Following the recent peace agreement in Sudan, the country has also taken steps to separate religion from the state, ending 30 years of Islamic rule. But it's not all good news in Sudan. Severe flooding has hit the country, with thousands losing their homes. At least 110 people have died as the Nile River rises to levels not seen in over a century. Ken is a believer focused on Sudan.
There's people walking everywhere because their homes have been swept away. The roads are all cut off. There's no way to get food in and around Sudan just because of the road and the flooding situation.
And the peace treaty hasn't ended violence in the country either, as old tribal wars rage on.
Remember that in this culture, they are not the individuals that the West is. You will fight, you will die for your tribe, regardless, because that is the most important thing in this culture.
With a country in so much turmoil, many are very open to receiving help from Christians. Ken says parts of Sudan need help becoming agriculturally self-sustaining, while other places need medical assistance or even English teaching.
My prayer is that God would mobilize everyday lay people so that we really can believe that every member of God's church is a minister for the gospel.
And a group of Sri Lankan Christians connected with Farms International providing COVID-19 emergency relief, and it's not their first time. Remember the Easter bombings last year in Sri Lanka? Over 290 people were killed and hundreds more wounded. Christians in the Farms program responded then too with aid for the bombing victims. Currently, they're distributing dry food packets to poor Sri Lankan believers affected by pandemic shutdowns.
They have a presence in every one of the 25 districts that exist in Sri Lanka. And they even have extended beyond Sri Lanka's borders. And they have these brotherhood programs that extend to Southeast Asia, places like India and Nepal and many other countries around there that they've been partnered with in various capacities.
Farmers International combines Christian stewardship with interest-free loans to lift families out of poverty. Their program in Sri Lanka is now self-sustaining and graduated from Farms Oversight, allowing them to grow into other avenues like disaster relief in Jesus' name.
It's really an encouraging thing that a program can graduate and can continue on long after our involvement, and we hope that there's lots of multiplication that happens in this way.
Please pray for our Sri Lankan brothers and sisters in Christ to be filled with joy as they serve. You're listening to Mission Network News. And in the U.S., police brutality and civil rights issues sparked nationwide protests that began this summer and continue today in cities like Portland. Most of today's social unrest focuses on Black community pain. As another minority group in the U.S., deaf people face similar challenges when it comes to civil rights. Mark Sorensen is a deaf leader serving with DOOR International and speaks through a female interpreter.
Civil rights was even really the beginning of making America a true democracy. They fought through rights for Black people initially, and then that had an impact on women fighting for their rights and on people with disabilities fighting for their rights. We have fought for sign language rights in order to have full access to education and information. And so we have learned from Black people's fights for civil rights and benefited from them as well.
Deaf discrimination even creeps into the church.
Deaf people have often experienced situations where we feel like we're being treated as second-class members or second-class citizens. They don't perceive our needs as important as the needs of the hearing church.
Please ask God to open your eyes to the deaf community and find your place in the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.